Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. Watching the Masters and Tiger Woods win created a very awkward moment for me and my son. The single-person weekend check-in has been canceled, but then we bring it right back. We got a gift from Annie's parents, or at least her dad. And did Dan file his taxes? Let's find out.
On Sunday, I feel like I did something that a lot of guys did on Sunday, and it was watch this happen in the world of golf.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations. You are once again the Masters champion.
Thank you, Jim Nance.
Which led to a very awkward conversation with my son and my wife. I'm a huge fan of Tiger Woods, and in spite of all of the problems that he had years ago, I just think it was incredible to see his comeback, to see him fall like he did, and then to come back like he did and overcome the injuries and the surgeries and all that stuff. I'm just all in. I am all in.
I noticed you're wearing your hat today.
I can wear my Tiger Woods. I had it on Sunday. I've got the Tiger Woods golf clubs.
I don't get it.
I got the red Nike shirt. I'm just a huge fan of Tiger Woods. I went and followed him when he played here at TPC Boston. So we're watching it, and he wins, and they're just talking about all of this stuff. And then the national news comes on. And on the national news, it is the headline. It is the first story. And my son, like me, loves watching the national news. Because when you're 8 years old, that's what you're into, right?
Yep.
Shark Tank in the
going
national.
Going on 25, I swear to God.
It's out of control. This old house, Shark Tank in the national news. So they start talking about the entire story of Tiger Woods and how he's come back after cheating. And he turns to me and says, he cheated to win the golf tournament? And I was like, No, he cheated on his wife. And he said, well, what does that mean?
Oh.
And I said, well, he lied about and
stuff.
His relationship. And at that point.
You just
point,
dig yourself into holes,
at
don't
that
you?
Point, my wife, who was in the kitchen, just screams Carson in a particular tone that if you have a significant other at home, you know that tone.
Yeah.
That just means stop talking.
You stop talking over there.
Right. And so I come and I'm like, what did I do? She's like, he is eight. He doesn't need to hear what that is. And I'm like, hear what is? And she's like, cheating. And I'm like,
okay, I'm trying.
Hey, buddy, grab your lacrosse stick. Let's go outside.
And then he comes around the corner, and he's like, yeah, Dad, what are you doing?
Thanks a lot, Barrett. I'm
like, yeah, okay. I don't need to hear that, Dad.
So I feel like this could be an interesting teachable moment, but again, don't have kids, so don't understand what their brain capacity is at its or in ages. Yeah. So do you... Like, why... I realize you didn't do it because Lana didn't want you to, and I get that, but, like, is it a heart... What, is it a hard thing to discuss to an 8-year-old?
Yeah, I guess what I didn't think about when I was explaining it is he just, like, he only knows his world, okay?
Right.
His world is very small. His world is mom and dad are married. His world is mom
but
and dad.
But there's TV love, and there's people who he goes that, to school
but
with.
But doesn't he know why his sisters don't live with him?
I don't even think it's in his head that, like, I was married before. Uh-huh. I don't know that he understands any of that. Yes, he knows he has sisters that don't live here, but I don't think he computes that as to why.
Yeah.
Or that.
Because you call them sisters. It's not.
Yeah, no, they're his sisters.
It's sisters.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't think that he computes that people get divorced or why they get divorced. He doesn't understand any of that. And that didn't click in my head. I was just going to give him the honest answer.
Well, sure.
Because that's what I do.
Which is what you do. And I love that.
All the time, which is usually wrong at that age.
I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I definitely think it's hard to explain to an 8-year-old what cheating is. I don't necessarily agree with you. Like, I agree with you that he wouldn't understand it. That's just, it wouldn't make sense in his head. But it I think sometimes you forget that he's a kid.
Right.
Because it's so easy to just tell the truth. And like, he is a little, this little person.
Sure.
He's a very mature 8-year-old.
And I was thinking that it was more of a teachable moment. Like,
yeah,
hey,
that's what I was thinking.
Right.
This is why you don't do something wrong to somebody
else.
This
is why you're not disrespectful.
From the 339 just said, major teachable moment. This is where you learn that men need to respect women. Well, and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's where I kind of thought I was going there.
Right.
I was going there.
Your wife just didn't trust you.
Probably
pretty
not.
Much.
Just saying. No,
and
I get it.
The right.
I get it. No,
right.
Carson.
Yeah, and maybe at 8 years old, maybe that's just a little too
maybe
young.
Too
see,
much.
I don't know, because I think that there's two schools of thought on this, and this is what Sarah and I have been coming across too as well, because we're going to have these moments in CP's life, and it's like what you call things, you know, boy and girl parts and stuff like that, and how you have these conversations, and it's like we're a family that we call things by their real names,
right?
You know, from an early age, and then that's some other parents don't do that, so right. They don't like that, and then you have all these kids, and it's tough because, you know, what you tell your kids, then your kid knows about cheating, you know, in a relationship, and then he goes to school, and he might the next day
share that
information, and it's like, oh, is that what you were doing with the flight attendant last week, Dad? You know, this kind of thing.
Who knows, right?
And, you know, I heard mom talking about it. She said, you know, to a lawyer friend of hers, you know, kind of thing. And you're like, what did I just do?
Right.
Wow.
We were just talking about the Masters Championship.
Right.
Like no others.
It was it was just a very awkward, and here I
don't know
was
how
just,
you guys do it. I don't know how you raise humans and turn them into,
Kennedy,
you know, I just
nobody
don't know
has the answers. You think you're like,
because
you don't have kids, you don't have the answers. No, none of us have the answers.
Nobody has
the answers.
It's always awkward.
There's no right answer.
We were watching the news yesterday, and some story came on, and Barrett was sitting there, and I saw him just turn and look at me, and it was like, what, why was that story?
I don't know.
And I was like, hey, Shark Tank's on.
You want to see Game of Thrones?
So
you want to see a dragon?
Nope. Shark Tank in this old house.
A lot less death in this old house than in Game of Thrones.
And then it was the episode where Norm Abrams had a heart attack.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, single person's weekend check-in.
They lead that single life, and you know you want all the details. Who did they go out with? Was it a boy or a girl, or maybe a boy and girl? How'd it go? Did someone get ghosted? Did they wake up in their own bed? Was it even a bed? All the juicy details now on
Carson and Kennedy, single person's weekend check-in.
So Kennedy's single, Annie's single. We thought this would be fun to do once in a while with you guys, where we'd share funny stories of what happened in their dating life. And we did that yesterday on the show. And now we're canceling the feature.
We have to.
Okay, that was good.
Carson and Kennedy, single person's weekend check-in.
It's the end of that bit.
It's the end of the bit going on the website.
Well, I just think if we can't post it, we can't do it. What's the difference?
Sure we can.
What's the difference?
Well, because a bunch of people listen to it.
Yeah, more people
Carson.
Listen to us on the radio than they do on the internet.
But nothing.
Yeah. It's just weird to me that
we do a radio show. We don't do an internet show.
But so it's okay to do live, you just don't want anybody to be able to go back and replay it.
Exactly. Maybe people in different states. Or people who didn't need to hear it because they weren't awake at 6:15 in the morning. Yeah, Carson.
They're still going
to
hear about it, though.
No, they're not.
That's fine.
No,
that's
they don't.
So it's okay to hear about it secondhand?
They don't want evidence. Look, if no, I love the
I
feature.
I don't know what you think people go running around telling people stuff about, like, at least my life. They don't.
Well, they do in my life. Anytime we talk about anything in Charlestown, it gets back to my wife.
Yeah, we're not like you. Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
We
I don't have a community of people like you do.
I feel like you guys get texts all the time after we talk about stuff on the show.
My friends are loyal. Okay, they're not going to go snitch on me.
Yeah, see that. But look, at the end of the day, it had nothing to do with other people. It had to do with us putting it on the internet.
So what happened, Kennedy? Talk to us about
it. So basically, the person I spoke about.
Yeah.
About the
so you can't
the
mention their name
the
on the air now?
I'm just not even going to talk. It is what it is.
So why? Are we retiring?
He's not listening anymore.
I don't know that. So in any
so you
event,
had to be listening yesterday to know what the story was.
Monday.
Or Monday. Sorry.
Monday, yeah. Yeah. I got a text message from an ex saying that I was getting a dream. I took offense to it. I wanted to ask you guys if I was being overly sensitive or not.
Right.
The conversation we had that ensued was the conversation that you would have at the bar with your friends if something like this happened.
Sure.
It was,
yeah. That's the whole...
You were in a safe space because this is it's the four of us talking about it.
Right.
But
and
you forget that people are listening sometimes, yeah,
no, but they're listening, and yeah, that's kind of comes with the territory.
But in any event, he got his feelings very hurt, and he has...
Why were his feelings hurt? What he did to you was wrong, and there's nothing wrong with calling him out about that.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. And
okay.
At this point... He says he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Right.
He literally broke up with me yesterday. He said our relationship.
How many times has he broken up with
you?
Yeah,
that's like the fifth time.
This is the fourth,
fourth
time he's broken up with
you. Was it email again?
Look, here's what...
Smoke signal?
So here's what I'll say at the end of the day. It hurts me to think that I've hurt someone else. Like, you know
me. But that's
me.
All he did was
it's
hurt
just not
you.
Who I am.
You
well, don't, just let me say this
anything.
Part and I'll be done.
Yeah.
And so that part makes me sad. I would never in a million years... No. So...
You internalize a little bit too much, which you know, and that's fine. And I love the fact that it hurts you to hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
That means you're a good person.
I try to be.
You know.
But this person has been, to me, in my opinion,
right,
has been a jerk to you.
And you know me.
Pretty much
I gloss
the whole
over all of it, and I want to be friends with everybody, and I want to make things happen.
And you weren't, you weren't mean in that situation.
I don't think I was.
You
I
weren't
went back
overly
and
mean.
To it.
I think all of us have your back on this.
No.
I think all the listeners have your back on it, too. So. Going forward, I don't want you to feel bad about it.
I'm not. I came to very good terms with it.
Okay,
you know, the fact that this person will no longer be in my life, but
you don't
this
need
is
that.
What happened.
Can you and here's the thing. You don't need the people that are going to bring you down.
And I know that. You told
you
me
don't
that
need the people
great.
That really don't care about you except when they need you. And that's what, in my opinion, this person was. You need to worry about the people that love you and care about you and prop you up, not the people that anchor you down.
There's this thing that came out the other day. I saw it on the news. It's a new term. It's called haters. You don't need them.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
And Annie, what happened with you?
Yeah, now let's turn over here to Annie.
This one's way better than mine.
Okay, well, I was kind of the bad person in this situation. So, facto, I'm the worst. So we talked about how I was at the bar with this kid, and I called him my ex-boyfriend's name by accident. Yeah. By
sure,
accident.
It happens.
And I got a text message yesterday, and he's like, oh, I just went back and listened to it. Did you really call me your ex-boyfriend's name, or do I just not remember that? He's like, did you make that up? I was like... Well, you see, and I contemplate
who
for a minute.
Who goes back and listens to it?
I don't
Boys
know.
Boys are weird.
A lot of people go in and listen
no,
to
no,
it.
No. Everybody else I get, but it's just like the fact that he, hours and hours later, was like, oh, I was just on your website, nonchalantly.
I love
super
that.
Super
I love
add it to your go. Shrine of me, okay? I don't,
seriously.
I don't need
so
this.
Did you guys, is he no longer want to see you?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
please.
No.
That kid will do
well,
anything for Annie. Are
no,
you kidding?
It's just funny that I got bagged, and I never said it. And he would have never known.
Annie sent me the text.
Yeah, me too.
After, and she sent me a little picture of it. She goes, and I sent her back the Homer Simpson meme going into the bushes.
Yeah, just
I was just like, oh boy.
Because he was like, oh, I guess I don't remember that. And I'm like,
he said, legit had no idea you called me your ex. Did that really happen, or did I make it up? Or did I just forget? And then he said, I listened to it, and he had the little monkey with his hands over
oh,
his eyes. Should have been over
guy.
The ears. It was,
I
you
mean,
know, radio.
I really don't care. It's not that big of a deal. If he doesn't care, then why do I care?
Yeah, it happened. It was a slip. It wasn't, you know, you were a little drunk.
So here's
probably.
What I'll say.
So
if we hadn't put this on the internet, everything would be fine. Because nobody was listening to
I don't know
to
that that's true.
It is true.
It isn't true.
There's no way I would be in the position that I'm in. That is a solid
fact.
That's
a fact.
But it's a good thing that
oh,
you're in the position
and
that you're in.
And at the end of the
in.
Day, yes. The
so
universe
that's what
did
I'm
it
saying.
On purpose. But.
Yes. Yes. You were authentic. You were real and you were honest. And if he can't handle that, bleep him.
Well,
and
I don't
let
to
that
anymore,
stop
so.
Us from putting great content on the internet.
Here's what I'm
and
thinking.
That is the rule of this show. If we do it, we do it and we're all in.
Don't you come at me, bro.
If we do it, we do it. We're all in. Either it happens or it doesn't happen. So I need to know. Single person weekend check in. If we do it, it goes on the internet. I need to know, does the bit continue on, yes
Annie,
or no?
Kennedy's
the show
at
is
me,
the
like,
show. It's the podcast. It's the internet. It's on air. It's all in or not.
Here's what I'll say, Kennedy.
Go on.
Think about it. Now they broke up with you for the fourth time.
Fifth.
I've never had a friend break up with me. That was a really interesting
yeah, that
thing
was weird.
Too.
So...
Because he's not.
You're not going to be talking about him again because you're broken up. So it's fine. So you
well,
can.
Well, no,
go
I just
on
don't
and...
want to ruin future things. I guess. Well, Annie, all right. So you're right.
Oh, I'm all in all
Kennedy,
the time.
Kennedy,
all
right. It's a given you're going to ruin.
So it's back.
Things.
It
That's
is back.
Why we have the single person weekend
yeah,
update.
All right. All right. I take it back.
Single person's weekend check-in.
All right. It is back.
You wouldn't
and
have
it, will,
it if you didn't ruin it.
It will be on the internet as well.
Why they make dry cleaners?
Yeah, it would be boring if I really found love. It wouldn't.
Yeah. Nobody wants.
It might be like an Adele album when she's
what?
In love.
No.
Who wants it?
No.
Nobody.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So when we all came in this morning, we all had gifts waiting for us. All of our gifts were wrapped in what looked to be just like brown paper bag type gift wrapping. Mm-hmm. And it all had our name written. Each mm-hmm. of us got an individual gift. And so we
handwritten notes.
Yeah, we opened them up, and inside was a CD. And there was notes to each of us. Kennedy, do you want to read a little bit of what your notes
sure.
said?
Sure. Mine says, Kennedy, great pop album and great lyrics. Kissing the Lipless. Enough said. My album is by The Shins, and one of the songs is Kissing the Lipless.
Saul, what did your notes say?
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
were you
finished.
Were you going to play the song? I'm sorry. Thank you, Annie. Thank you for taking Annie under your wing, Lori and Tom.
Saul?
So mine says, Saul, for some reason, you remind me of Jerry Jeff, who is a country western singer from Texas.
He tells great stories, though.
I had the good fortune of seeing him at the Grind Hall Good Summer at the Beach CD. Thanks, Lori and Tom.
Producer Dan, what does yours say?
Yes, mine says, Dan the Man! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Best producer ever. Thanks for showing it's better to sleep on a round couch than to be late for work. Keep on rocking. Thanks, Lori and Tom.
Did your dad take a dig at you
probably.
While complimenting Dan?
Probably. It's my life.
I just love that he listens so much that he knows all these things.
Mine says, Carson, I'm a big Guy Clark fan. He's a great songwriter. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Spend time with each song. Thanks, Lori and Tom. Lori and Tom are Annie's parents.
They are.
And they got us CDs.
This was the coolest thing ever.
My dad listens to a lot of music. There is always music on in my house in every single room. I swear to God. And he always buys CDs. He just likes to listen to new artists, and I think he just wanted to share what I guess reminded him of all
I
of you.
It's just lovely.
It was the nicest thing ever.
Yeah, no, seriously. It was one of those like where even a jaded person like me, I wasn't like, what does he want? It was like, oh my God, that was so sweet.
I
and then
love
to
that
have.
He cut apart a paper bag, to, like a grocery bag.
It was written from Lori and Tom. Do you think your mom knew anything about it?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
This is a Tom Dow special all day.
Kennedy, what's the name of the group from yours again?
The Shins.
The Shins. Okay, here is Kissing the...
Lipless.
The Lipless from The Shins.
Such a good song.
Of all the CDs, yours was the only one I knew the name of the band. Like, I've heard of the Shins before.
I've seen this band a couple times. They were really big back on the indie scene years and years ago. Still putting out great music.
I'm excited to read it or listen to it, excuse me.
Do any of you have a CD player that I can borrow?
I do in my car.
I for sure do not have a CD player to play this on.
I don't have a CD player.
What?
I don't have a CD player.
Not in your car or anything?
No, it's all digital. It's Bluetooth.
My truck is so old it has a cassette player.
That's amazing.
Producer Dan, what is the name of the album that you got in the artist
again? Mine is an artist named Michael Kiwanuka, and the song is called Cold Little Heart.
Okay.
I dig it.
That's pretty dope.
I didn't know your dad was such a music head.
Oh my God. He crosses genres. It's amazing. He knows everything.
Every kind of music.
Salt, the song is Pick Up the Truck.
No, it's Pick Up Truck.
Pick Up Truck. Pick Up Truck. Here
it's
we go.
From Jerry Jeff Walker. Saturdays, for me
and my grandpa get away. Yep. I've been his pickup truck and
we'll go to town. Oh, that's good.
We had a couple chores that we had to do. It didn't take long before we were through.
I tell you what, I'm going to be blaring this on my Bluetooth speakers in the backyard when I'm mowing the lawn.
Oh,
my neighbors are going to love it. That's the same guy. Actually, my artist is the guy who wrote Mr. Bojangles.
I think I got the best album, though, because A, it is a double album. There are two CDs in here. And it is a compilation. So it is a tribute to Guy Clark Kennedy. So there are all these artists on here, like Rodney Crowell, that old time feeling.
Draw circles around the block like old women with no children holding hands.
That's some
be honest with us,
classic
Annie.
Country
your
right
dad
there.
Still is a member of Columbia House, isn't he?
I think
he still gets the 9 CDs for free.
I think my dad's plan is for all of you guys to listen to these CDs and then try to get this music played on the radio station. He's like, I want you guys to play my music.
Is Tom Dow a record rep?
Well, actually, I saw his resume. He was applying to be the host of Acoustic Sunrise, but Matt Reed beat him out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Today is it, the final day, Kennedy.
Everybody has to pay taxes.
What do you think I pay taxes for?
I just got a big tax refund.
I lied on my tax returns, and I don't vote. I'm a true American.
That is the American way.
You can only take my money for so long before you take it off.
So, Kennedy, I've asked producer Dan to join us on the show again this morning.
Guess who's back, back, back.
Back again.
Producer Dan.
Slim Shady. Tax evader.
Gonna get audited.
Doug Light,
tell
baby.
A friend.
All right, so we found out yesterday on the show that producer Dan had not filed his taxes and we were coming on the deadline. So now we are at the deadline and we just wanted to hear the good news that you had filed your taxes so we can all move on in our lives and not have to worry about you.
You really didn't?
I was real busy yesterday.
Really? Meetings? Yeah.
I don't think we have to do this every day at 5:55.
We're going to it again tomorrow.
It's over. If you don't do it by midnight tonight, well, then that's on you.
So here's what I'll tell you. I do know, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I was here until 12:30 yesterday. Mm-hmm. Dan probably left around 11:15.
11:30, yeah.
11:30. So I figured he was heading home to take care of his taxes.
No, I had plans yesterday. I was out the whole day. I didn't even go home.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Look at you, buddy.
What did you do?
That's going to be a whole different break if we get on that rabbit hole. I went down to the Cape yesterday.
Wow.
I did a date.
What?
Yeah, I had a day at the Cape.
You do look a little tan.
Yeah. School vacation week?
Drank vodka on the beach.
So you did day drinking?
That sounds awesome.
On the Cape?
Yeah, it was fun. Check my Instagram. Got a nice picture.
Because she's basic.
Check my Instagram. The sunset on the beach. Thank
what
you.
Up, holler?
Producer Dan the man.
Which filter did you use?
Clarendon.
He remembered. I can't.
So, all right.
Listen, this is what you guys wanted. Instagram
influencer aside, yes. Are you planning on doing your taxes today?
See, today's going to be tough. I got Les Mis tonight.
All right, here's what I'm going to say.
If you, who are you?
I'm living a life, man. I'm out here doing stuff.
Dan has just turned it up a notch.
Here's what I will offer to you. If you print out your W-2, which I can show you how to do from our website, I'll do it for you.
You know, you can't fix this, Kennedy. Sure, I know you want to, but you can't.
I can fix it in 2 seconds. It would take, literally, I could do his taxes in 5 minutes.
He doesn't want you to, though.
Why?
He don't care.
He's
looking at the government going,
he doesn't care.
What are you going to do?
Try me, government. Yeah. Let's dance.
It's out there. If you want to take me up on it, you can. If you don't, that is fine as well.
I'm going to let you keep on my money till I really, really need it.
Does it give you hives that I haven't filed yet?
Yes.
You're a person who's so anxious.
I don't care, Dan. I love it. I love that you're living on the edge.
I have no one else to take care of, so you people in this room are all I have. So, yes, I'm sorry that I try and be everyone's mother.
Visit me
I
don't in the have clink.
I don't have anybody else to do it for.
Here's what I'm going to say, Dan. They're not going to throw you in jail for this.
No.
It's a pain in the butt when the penalties and all that stuff.
And then, like I said, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
I lost
but
mine.
But that's 5 years down the road.
Four years. It's 4 years.
Oh, four. I'm sorry. 4 years down the road. So by the time the next Olympics rolls around and it's not in Boston, you know, pay your taxes or get them back. I don't know.
I'm basically the Lori Loughlin of this show.
I love it.
Damn, get a refund and you could spend it on like a vacation.
I know. You could imagine.
I mean, like if you were swimming in the dough and never complaining about money you don't have, then, you know, I'd be here for you. And I'd be like, go ahead, spend like Kennedy. Who cares?
How much is it normally that you get back? Is it like,
I mean,
like under 500, under 100? What is it?
Over 500.
Over 500
so
you get
what?
Back.
And you want to money. You want to give some of that back to the government that you haven't already given them?
You just let them keep it.
All right, Dan.
Well, I've been there.
I mean, I'm going to get there to do it. I just haven't got around. I'm a procrastinator, and I overly procrastinated this time. This is the first time for me.
I procrastinated 3 years. So
okay.
I get it.
It's all right. It's
I
all
get
right.
it. 4 years.
I like it.
No.
What's that Leonardo DiCaprio movie? Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
So you're going to start writing bad checks too? Two thumbs up.
I'm going on the lamb. I'm going to be
two thumbs up.
Well, he's seeing Les Mis, so that's all about rabble rousers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, IRS
will know where to find me tonight.
He's going to make a revolution.
Yep.
He's going to make his barricade against them.
Danvolution.
Dan, I can't.
At the end of the day, you're not getting my taxes.
Are you with Dan?
Dan Valdan.
Dan
Valdan. Yeah, you'll have a prison number just like Jean Valjean. So you're good.
I'm in it, man. Shave your head tomorrow, dude. Do it. Change your identity.
Coming in with a mustache and dyeing my hair blonde.
Can we get you some prison tats to get it started out?
You might be the only person who doesn't file their taxes and they're getting money, like their money back. Like, you know you're getting money back.
I did the exact same thing.
I'm going to get there. I just haven't got there yet.
Dan, I can't go to the show with you tonight if you're a criminal. I need you to get on it.
Oh, yeah. The SWAT team's coming for us.
Yes.
Danny.
I'm not going down with you.
Well, no. See, he's not a criminal till tomorrow, technically.
Okay.
So
then we can go.
You're good.
It's good to know. It's good to know you're not ride or die like that, though.
Good till midnight.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Will you reenact what just happened off the air, Kennedy, please? Quickly, before I share the story about Amazon. Just tell the words of motivation you gave to Annie,
it's
please.
It's already off my thing. I saw it on someone's Instagram page, and it said, hang on. Okay. Just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things. It's called garbage can, not garbage cannot. Oscar the Grouch.
Two thumbs in his trash. That's me.
That's Annie. That's Annie.
Salt was like,
I was like, so did you just call Annie trash? Dan was like, yep, I heard the same thing.
I'm sorry. Are you guys being upset for me making fun of Annie? What, you're upset
yes,
you didn't
that's
get on
our
there first?
No, that's our thing.
I see.
You can't take our thing,
you
Kennedy.
Got it.
It's our thing.
Yes, it's Thick our
skin.
Thing.
Me
so
and Dan.
So listen to this. This will
I
blow your mind.
I know it.
This will blow your mind, guys. The reviews that you see on Amazon might be littered with fake five-star reviews.
Wow, I don't believe it.
Yes, there is a consumer group out there, and they decided to investigate the reviews of headphones. 71% of the products had perfect five-star reviews, even though none of the headphone brands were known to any tech experts.
Yeah, no.
7 out of 10 of the products had five-star reviews, yet nobody had ever heard of them.
All the review sites are garbage. I hate to say it.
Yeah. For the
because
most
every,
part.
No, I'm going to say it. All of them. Because you have people that go in there and they write these reviews, and then you know, then you have the weird brands that are like, they're trying to sell reviews, and okay. Oh, you need to buy our website and use this. So to me, it's buyer beware
it's
in
also,
general.
Yeah, I think it's also like you either really love something or you really hate it. There's right, very little in the, I kind of liked it, so I'm going to write a
I'm
review.
I'm not leaving
you don't
a review
that.
If it's a 3-star out of 5-star thing, which
also,
is most things out there.
Also, I think, you know, people are skewed. You see this a lot on social media and on YouTube where people review products for a living.
Yeah.
And then they
you
have gotten
partial.
It for free.
Yeah.
They got it for
they're
free.
They're Yelp elite.
Well, I'm just saying that immediately makes it
disqualified
skewed
you.
Because you got it for free. So you're not going to rip them because you they gave it to you.
I feel
you.
Like the only reviews you can trust or really look into are the ones that they post the photos.
So Amazon has released a statement, guys, and they say, we invest significant resources to protect the integrity of reviews in our stores because we know customers value the insight and experiences shared by fellow shoppers. We have clear participation guidelines, yada, blah, blah, blah.
We're
blah,
not
blah,
Yelp.
Blah.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Sorry, what?
So, yeah, just know when you're buying products on there, you can't pay attention to those reviews. They're buying them, or they're bots, or they're fake, or they're Russian, or they're whatever. They're just not
Russians.
Yes,
the
I think they're
the Russians.
Also, the whole reason I did this story is if you would please go to Yelp and leave a positive review for the Carson and Kennedy Show and Mix 104.1. That would
so you're
be
asking for fake reviews then?
No, I want real reviews of you loving us.
You asked for them to be good, so that's why I ask.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you
there
did
you
there.
There you go. There you're with me now. Okay.
I'm with you, Kennedy.
All right.
Yes, our radio station is actually on Yelp, which is kind of funny to me. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.